This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Time to break down the tape. Big Bad Film Study with Ken McCusick. Your home for the most Ravens coverage. 105.7 The Fan.
Joining us in studio, as he does every Tuesday, he's Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Good morning to you, sir.
How's it going, Rob?
Doing well. Now, Ken, I want to start, jump right into it, the Super Bowl, because since Sunday, everyone's saying, the Eagles have found the blueprint. Yeah, they had six sacks with no blitzes and disrupted the quarterback. There's no blueprint. All teams aren't built the same. If that was that easy, then Pat Mahomes would never be successful.
Just acquire a bunch of superstar players and spend a lot of draft capital there, and you're fine. But, yeah, you're right. Not everybody can follow that blueprint, that's for sure. The Eagles have had a long history of not only drafting well at that position, but also spending a lot of draft capital at it. They took Jordan Davis instead of Kyle Hamilton. That's how you get that kind of a pass rush.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are kicking themselves because Xavier Worthy, they let the Chiefs get him, and they also made the trade that allowed the Chiefs to get Pat Mahomes. So you start thinking about some of the things that's happened there. Overall, this game, how shocked were you to see just how poorly Kansas City played through a good portion of that game?
I was expecting the Eagles to be the better team. So I think this was a game where, a lot of things came true about the domination of the line on both sides. Actually, probably dominated a little bit less on the offensive line than I thought would necessarily happen. The Eagles didn't really get their run game going, but the Kansas City offensive line was terrible. I mean, Joe Tooney couldn't play on an island. Caliendo was horrible at guard. They just had a lot of trouble with this Philly line.
Yeah, they had a lot of problems with it, Ken. Now we'll go back. Lamar Jackson loses the MVP award to Josh Allen. What I hate about this is, in trying to justify for Lamar to win it, we're dogging a guy who put up MVP numbers. Josh Allen deserved the MVP award. Does he deserve it more than Lamar Jackson? That's the argument there. But in any other year, you take away Lamar, Josh Allen walks away with his MVP award.
He had an MVP caliber season,
right?
No doubt about it. And in a typical year, he'd be at least in the discussion. Most years, he'd probably win it. But Lamar is better in this season. And I think what it really comes down to is how he played against quality competition, and Allen didn't face very much of it. And they point to the wins over Detroit and Kansas City. And look, we both the number one seed in each conference. They were 3-3 against winning teams this year. The Ravens were 9-3. The Ravens' 9 wins was the second most of all time against winning teams in a single season, trailing only the 23 Ravens.
Yeah,
who won 10. So it's a pretty remarkable run for Lamar.
Yeah, I mean, this whole MVP thing, I love the fact, and I know Bills fans were in their feelings a little bit because it's not fair that Dominique Foxworth and Jeff Saturday were laughing at Dan Orlovsky. And it is fair because they basically called him out for, you want everyone to go home into the ward. You wanted Josh to win the MVP and Lamar to get the All-Pro. And you split your vote, which doesn't make any sense. How can one be one and not the other? It just doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't make sense for a regular season award.
Yeah, and but as you're looking at it, though, too, like, you hear all those things that you're saying about the Ravens, and it just makes it that much more disappointing that they're not the team in the Super Bowl.
It does, and yet I'd be really concerned about their ability to beat the Eagles, honestly. They didn't beat them during the regular season, and they did. They're the one team that really beat the Ravens up on both sides of the line of scrimmage. So it's not – I think it probably would have been a closer Super Bowl because the Ravens always play them tight, but right. But I'm not convinced they would have won.
Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, Hall of Fame, they're only inducting four, small class. People up in arms that Terrell Suggs didn't go in with his numbers, and Terrell Suggs is a Hall of Famer, but I think Marshall Yonder was more dominant at his position than even Suggs was at his. He may be a bigger snub, in my opinion.
You can certainly make that claim. Yonder had a little bit shorter career. I thought that was one of the reasons why I didn't think that Allen should have gone in ahead of Suggs, but we're now into a period. The fewer slots there are to allocate per year, the more likely they are to have ordered voting and ordered entry. So Eric Allen got in his 19th year of eligibility.
Yeah.
Do we think he was a better candidate than Terrell Suggs, really?
No.
Or Jared Allen. I mean, look at all the Allens that are screwing the Ravens.
Yeah. So many.
To me, it was an absurd overvaluation of sacks over run defense. Terrell Suggs, good sack total career, but more generational run defender.
He's more of a complete defender than Allen was.
Yeah. Well, that's what Belichick said. Belichick said, if I ever had to double team you, then I think you're a Hall of Famer because I don't do that unless you're special. And that's what he said about Suggs every single time he played him. What about the AFC and more specifically the AFC North next year and how different things can look? What are some of the things? Because there's a big focus on Cincinnati. They've got a lot of things to figure out, whether it's Hendrickson, Chase, Higgins. I think Higgins ends up walking personally. But what are your thoughts on Cincinnati specifically? Because I think they're the ones that could make a huge leap, depending on what they can keep.
So they have the quarterback, and they have a lot of cap. That's a tough combination to have to face, but they have three players that they really have to pay also. So Higgins is a UFA, and Chase is playing on the fifth-year option this year, and so they don't want to pay that if they can avoid it. Hendrickson also, one of the best pass rushers in the AFC, has got to be paid. And they even after that, they might still have some money, particularly if they sign all three of those guys. They might have some money because of low first-year caps that they can make a run at it. What I would question about that team is whether they're really good enough otherwise, whether one pass rusher and a quarterback and two wide receivers is enough for them to win the AFC North. I mean, the Ravens are loaded. And they don't have to go to free agency. I mean, if they sign their own, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So I like their chances against them.
Ken, tell us all about Film Study.
So filmstudybaltimore.com. Please visit the website if you want. Offensive line scoring is all done for the year. We have positional reviews that are out there and lots of content coming to you this offseason.
Pitchers and catches report tomorrow. You pumped?
Excited about it.
People don't know Ken's a big baseball guy, too, now. Don't get it twisted. He does the numbers on baseball as well. We just talk about that off air.
All right.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Ken. 410-583-1057 is the number. Speaking of baseball, ESPN Bet has the odds of winning the World Series at 12-1. Talk about that a little bit at 8:30. On the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a girl that considers herself a gross girl. I'll tell you exactly what that
gross
means.
Girl?
And could you date a gross girl? We'll find out from...
I probably have.
Not this gross, I don't think. We're also going to talk about a couple different issues and stories that there was something found at a playground that you couldn't believe would even be there. There are 170 of them, in fact. I'll tell you what that is when we come back here in the World of Stupid. All right, let's start off with this UK park. It's a children's playground. Children run around having a good time.
Is it called UK Park or is it a park in the UK?
It's a park in the UK.
Okay.
They found more than 170 bombs dating back to World War II were discovered under a children's playground in England last month when workers began digging up the park for renovations, according to officials. The explosive find was first made mid-January at Scott's Park in Wooler, Northumberland, in an area that was likely used as a training base during the war after the global conflict ended. The bombs were buried, according to a report. How'd you like to be out there playing and dig up and all of a sudden find out that you're on top of some sort of mine or a bomb or whatever?
Even if
it's inactive and it's not working, I don't want to mess with that.
Me either.
It's quite something to think that the children have been playing on bombs and it's really been a challenging situation. It's almost like, I don't know how much in life where we look at it now, people don't feel safe no matter where you go. Like we've seen things happen at schools, grocery stores, malls, you name it, something's happened in traffic. But God forbid, a playground? You're walking all over 170 bombs, and I don't know if you saw the picture of what they dug up. It makes you wonder,
170
like,
bombs. I mean, that's
it's crazy, man. So, like, yeah, kind of an interesting story, to say the least. Now,
that's being obliterated.
Yeah, obviously, we've had some crazy stories about bombs. I don't know if you remember the guy in France that got a that gigantic warhead shoved up his rear end and stuck. We did that one years ago. Oof. All right, how about this story? They told insurancers a bear damaged their car. But here we go again. It was actually a person in a bear costume. Four residents from the Los Angeles area were arrested this week. Everybody trying to get insurance fraud, man. Like, trying to get past somebody. They were arrested this week after it was revealed they allegedly used a life-size bear costume to stage attacks on their vehicles in an attempt to secure a six-figure payout. The suspects, Ruben Tamrazian, I'm not even pronouncing these names. Jesus, there's too many. How many consonants are supposed to be in a name without a vowel? There's too many I's in this last name. They've been charged with insurance fraud and conspiracy, according to an announcement made by the department on Wednesday.
Is this on video?
I didn't see a video of it, but I do have a picture of the bear outfit. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, please. I'm just trying to understand how they know it wasn't really a bear, and how do we get to that point? That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, you see the bear outfit, and it's funny because they almost have, so they have claws on the actual bear outfit, but then they went and got, I don't know the only way to describe it. If you've ever smoked meats and you're pulling the chicken or pulling the pork, whatever, these claws, almost like Wolverine claws that they had in there. But they literally tried to ruin their car, and they were trying to, it said the alleged scam cost three insurance companies $141,839. Operation Bear Claw began earlier this year after one of their claims gave an insurance company pause.
Ooh, I like that. New York Times?
No, this isn't even the Times. This is the Daily Mail. So this is from overseas. But in January, the suspects claimed that a bear had entered their 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost and caused interior damage while it was parked in Lake Arrowhead. They must have wanted to get rid of this car and just get some money back quickly. Detectives found two more claims involving the same suspect from the same date and location, but involving different cars, a 2015 Mercedes G63, an AMG, and a 2022 Mercedes E350. The department had a biologist from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife review the three alleged bear videos. So they do have videos. I don't have those, or else I would have shared them. It is funny. So you have to share these videos. It's like when everybody thought the Korean zoo or Chinese zoo, when we thought the sun bears were fake because they had just had like, they had flabby asses or flat asses on these bears. It looked like a bear suit, right? But apparently that's what a sun bear looks like. He just doesn't have a great ass. So I don't know what you want to do. All right. This last story, we're going to talk about Gross Girl. She calls herself a Gross Girl. Now, I want you guys to understand what I'm talking about. Would you ever date a woman who rarely showers?
No.
Would you ever date a woman that skips deodorant?
No. Well, for what? I mean, what, did they have a substitute? Did deodorant substitute?
No.
Oh, no, no.
Just going au naturel. And lastly, she says she doesn't brush her teeth. It's so freeing. That's gross, man.
It's freeing.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be around people. She's free.
Yeah.
That's the only free. Because some people have a deodorant substitute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine.
She does not.
I guess she doesn't shave either.
Oof. Starts above her belly button. Hey, you might assume, given I'm not a fan of soap, hardly ever comb my hair, often forget to brush my teeth every day, and sometimes don't shower for a week, that I'm one of few things. Homeless, an addict, or mentally unhinged. I am none of these things.
I'm trifling.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. You're mixing words now.
What?
You said she does not brush her teeth.
Yeah.
She says she forgets to brush. Which one is it? If she forgets, then you can't hold that against her, right?
No, you can. I ain't kissing it. I don't accept you, you dirty mouth.
Yeah. I ain't kidding, you dirty mouth. Now, see, now there are times when I like that, you dirty mouth. But there are times I don't like that, you dirty mouth.
But I do agree with advice issued by the French government earlier this month that people are washing their clothes far too often. All right, so we've heard about celebrities, and Joe, you might be able to rattle a few off. I know Mila Kunis was one that said she didn't shower all the time.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
She does not what?
She doesn't shower very often. Oh. She doesn't bathe her kids either, I think was part of it too. It's not good for your skin, Rob. It's not good for your skin.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, Jake Gyllenhaal, Ashton Kutcher, Shia LaBeouf, Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard. They all say they don't shower often. They don't. And they said they have some of the most unconventional bathing habits, which, hey, look, to each their own. If your essence is smelling okay and people are all right with it, the pheromones are out there and trying to track.
Nobody want
to
hear that.
That's the pheromones thing is kind of a lie also. There's no definitive proof that humans can actually smell each other's pheromones.
You mean a dirty ass doesn't get you turned on?
It does not. Oh, it does not. That's just ass smell. That's not pheromones. That's just you and your dirty ass.
The after smell is all right, but not the before smell. I don't want the before smell. The after smell is all right.
Baby, you're letting all the stank out.
Yeah. That's hard work.
Baby, you got some remnants back there. What's that?
Oh, God.
Remnants.
Like a sun bear ass.
Remnants. Oh, yeah. Mila Kunis said she doesn't shower much as a child because lack of hot water. She also has said that sometimes she throws water on her face after a workout to remove salts.
Hang on. She said that she didn't, as a child, she didn't, because she was Russian. She was born in Russia. So maybe that looks like a kind of a different thing. Like she was conditioned to do that because she literally couldn't take a shower when she was younger.
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal says that he doesn't feel the need to bathe every day and that the body naturally cleans itself.
That's just...
Yeah.
All right.
You got hands, Jake. Use those to clean yourself. And then you're clean.
It's like the more money you get, the dumber you become.
Yeah. So for me, I'm a little OCD about it. I usually shower twice a day.
As do I.
I cannot start my day without a shower. I have to. And if you ask me, would you rather shower in the morning or at night, it's going to be the morning because I just can't. And then on top of it, like I've been one of those guys, if I go to the gym, I'll shower 3 or 4 times because I don't like being sweaty.
Here's my summer routine. Okay. In the summer, shower in the morning, work out at the work, shower again, and then doing baseball. You're there at the stadium, you're walking around, you're sweating, I shower when I get home.
Yeah.
But I always shower in the morning because, honestly, showers wake me up and it opens up my, that steam opens up my nostrils, man. It just, you know, so I do it for that. I could be clean in the morning. It's just it's that shower gets me going. That effervescent soap, you know, gets on your skin.
I got you.
Wakes you up. Toaster's a kick.
Before you go. But again, the brushing of the teeth thing, I know there are people that...
That's a step too far, man. Brush your damn teeth.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
They say, what is that? A good oral health is good heart health. And, like, those things are related. Like, if you have bad oral hygiene, you have bad heart
brush your
health.
Teeth or really? just smell like you want to be alone.
I agree with that, but I'm just saying that, like, you are slowly killing yourself if you don't brush your teeth.
Are you saying the plaque from your teeth goes to your heart?
Look, man, that's what they say.
Anyway, that's your World of Stupid, Rob.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Orioles odds, 12-1. You like them? We'll compare them to others up next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Kahn.
Yes.
I feel like you could intelligently answer this question, not just shoot in the dark. Who are the major market teams in baseball?
Major market?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to look at all your big markets, Chicago, New York, L.A. Houston's a pretty big market, too, right?
Oh, huge,
yeah.
Huge.
So I think you'd look at most of those.
So the Dodgers spend more money than every other team combined.
Yep.
The Yankees spend a ton of money as well.
Yep.
So do the Mets.
You have to put Boston up there, too.
And the Braves, right?
Yep.
So why is it the ESPN Bets only believes that those four teams have the better odds to win the World Series than the Orioles? They only feel like the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Braves. That's it. Orioles are fifth. The Orioles will be the answer to the test question, Jeremy.
And by the way,
which one doesn't belong?
Yeah. By the way, if you're honestly looking at it, there's only... The Orioles are the second American League team. Yankees are the only one ahead of them. And if you ask most Oriole fans, well, I ain't scared of the damn Yankees.
But think about it, man. You got L.A., New York, Atlanta, Baltimore. Which one doesn't belong?
Us.
In terms of market size.
Yeah.
We don't belong there. Look at payroll. We had a 54% increase in payroll, and we're still not even in the stratosphere with those teams.
Yeah, you said Astros and Phillies are tied with the Orioles.
Again, which one doesn't belong? Again, the major market teams. There's not one. There's no other mid to small market team involved in that conversation.
Well, this is where we have to kind of take a step back if you're a fan and go, okay, if you're a fan that didn't like the offseason, right? You lost Burns, you lost Santander, and you're not thrilled with what they brought in. Well, why is Vegas telling you that this team does have a shot to win and that more than likely they're going to be in the playoffs and not miss the playoffs?
Because Vegas isn't thinking like a fan.
Yeah. And again, like if you can honestly take a look at the team top to bottom, you might not be happy about some parts of it. You might say, hey, what are we doing here? But overall, this is still a really good effing team.
Yeah. It's so good that the odds are 12-1. Of winning the World Series. Not getting to the World Series.
Yeah.
Winning the World Series. What makes their odds so... Okay, Mr. Gambler, why are the Orioles' odds so good?
Because the team's good. I mean, if you look at what they did on paper, they've been doing this with the lowest payroll in baseball. And now, as we pointed out, I mean, you brought up that it's gone up by 54%, one of the highest turnarounds that you've had. I still say
the highest increase of any team in baseball this year.
And again, I still say too, like, because their payroll was so low, that number's still not as impressive to me as it could be. But that being said, this is still going to be a very, very good team.
Right.
I mean, it's loaded. I'm sorry. Like, people are looking at, oh, what are we? When you face left-handed pitching, that lineup is going to be stout. When you face right-handed pitching, that lineup's going to be stout. Like, it's just, it is. I think some people have questioned about the starting rotation. But I don't. Like, Grayson and Eflin are two great guys to start off with. Would it have been better if there was a Burns in front of them? Sure, it could have been. But in the midway through the season, you're hoping you get back Bradish. That's like, I mean, if he comes back and looks like he did last year or the year before, whatever, any semblance of that, you're in a really good spot.
I think when you look at I told you of a conversation that I had with Brandon Hyde one day. This is back in 2020. And the team had played well for a little while, and they began to struggle. This is when, like, we used to have these Zoom conversations, and because you couldn't meet in the clubhouse. And I said, well, what do you want to – how do you get better than this, Brandon? Well, how do you turn it around and start competing and contending in the AL East? He said, Al, we have to have the top two position players at each position. That's how you get better. He said, right now, go around the diamond. Where do we rank? And, Jeremy, we may have been ranking last or next to last at every position back then.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's do this exercise again for those of you who were not part of this conversation that day when we had this conversation. I think it was just you and I that day too. At first base, Vlad Guerrero. Who else is better than Mountcastle?
In the AL East?
In the East. We're talking about the East.
I mean, all right. So I mean, I'm only going with Vlad Guerrero. Like, I like the kid Tristan Casas that the Red Sox have, but right. Again, jury's still out.
At second base, we don't know who is at second base right now. Maybe Jackson Holliday, but we don't know. So, incomplete. At shortstop, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best shortstop?
It's easy. It's Gunner.
At third base with Westberg, who's better than Westberg right now? Boston.
Devers.
So, again, he said he got to be top two.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we putting in the left field?
I mean, how do you want to work this? Do you want to go Tyler O'Neill's going to be in right.
Okay, so left field.
Colton Cowser.
Okay, who's better than Colton Cowser in left field?
You're looking around the league?
No,
I'm saying in the AL East. I mean, you could point at one of the Blue Jays outfielders, but George Springer's going to be in right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're almost with the outfielders. You almost kind of got to take the two corners and just say corner outfielder and then center fielder.
Okay.
But it's kind of, I mean, Judge could be in left field.
Right.
You know, like it all depends on how these teams want to stack it up. I assume he's going to be in right field, though.
And center field, offensively, yeah, we lack a lot. But defensively, who's better than Cedric?
There's nobody. Nobody.
Behind the plate.
He's the best catcher in the American League.
Okay. If you look at bullpens, Yankees got a good bullpen.
Yankees would be one. I'd put the Orioles two, and maybe the Rays two. Maybe.
But they're right there. Starting pitching, again, it's incomplete, remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the Orioles are where they are. They're one of the best divisions in all of baseball, and they rank number one or two at almost every position. That's why they are where they are. And Vegas has them 12-1 in winning the World Series. Do you like those odds? If Jeremy Collins sets the odds himself, what do you set them?
I mean, I think it's very fair where they have them. And I think the teams in front of them are very fair. Like, I expect the Braves, if they stay healthy, to take a huge step forward, even with the loss of Max Fried and a handful of others. You'll get Spencer Strider back next year and some of your other pitchers that have been banged up. When you look at the Dodgers, there's no question there. The Yankees, they went out and spent money, whether you think it was good money or good buys or not good buys, for that matter. But yeah, I think they're right where they should be. The Mets are another intriguing team because they make the big splash with Soto. It's a pretty damn good lineup. I got to see their pitching hold up, though.
Yeah.
So, but I think 12-1 is fair. And the fact that the Orioles are on par with the Astros and the Phillies, that seems just about right to me.
I like it. I like it a lot, man. I do. I just I've always felt different about this team, especially going into the offseason. I'm not going to sit here and say I didn't want them to do anything. There are a couple of moves I wanted them to make. I like Bregman. Mm-hmm. I wanted Bregman just because I think anybody could use a Bregman naturally, but because I just like Bregman. But I do also know that a lot of these teams are making the moves that the Orioles already have.
Yeah.
They have these guys. You want me to trade you my best prospect for? No, man. It just makes us worse.
That's what's funny is like they're taking someone who's established saying, hey, trade us him. And we'll give you this established guy. He's like, we already know he's established. Why are we moving him?
Exactly.
The Jordan Westberg talk, when teams started asking for him, it's like, okay, ask for whatever you want, but be realistic.
What's that old expression? Can't hurt to ask?
Yeah.
Hey, it didn't hurt you. No hurt to say no either.
You ain't getting it.
You're not getting it. So I want to hear from you, Baltimore, 410-583-1057. Barbershop topic of the day. ESPN Bet has the old odds of winning the World Series, winning it at 12-1 with the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Braves. Are the only ones ahead of them. Seems like Vegas believes in those Orioles, but do you? 410-583-1057. Barbershop topic of the day on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You're behind the steering wheel.
Who is this?
Darkness.
Is this what we're giving tickets away for today?
Darkness. No, we're not giving away tickets today. Thursday, we're giving away Metallica tickets.
Oh, I know this is not Metallica. I just thought it was somewhere off-brand. You know, sometimes we give away them tickets to them off-brand bands.
This is Darkness.
What's the name of it?
Darkness.
Is the name of the band?
Yes,
Darkness.
The Darkness, sorry.
Well, it will really be Charlie Murphy there, because that's Charlie Murphy. The Darkness.
Oh, man.
Cocaine is a very powerful drug.
Man, that 2 years of that damn show and all the hits that just kept coming.
Pop culture on top of pop culture. Do you believe in the Baltimore Orioles? Joe, would you agree that people don't want to believe in them? Not because they hate them, but because no one can admit how much. It's like people are afraid to be vulnerable. I don't want to say I love you, because if I do, you only hurt me.
Well, yeah. No, I also think it's a little bit of a defeatist attitude.
See, I didn't want to go there. Mm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Who was that dude that called the other day and was like talking about the Terps? And I was trouble believing in them, but he's a Baltimore sports fan, so even when they let him down, he's still going to stick by him because they're his team.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, I kind of feel the same way as that guy. I'm ready to be hurt, but I hope you don't. But I'm not like going to be surprised. When Mark Andrews dropped that pass the other day, I was like, yeah, that's actually exactly what I thought would happen.
Oh, man.
If you keep the expectations super low and you get disappointed, then you can't be that upset.
Look, I've lived my life that way all the time, and it's a miserable existence, man. Just sitting here waiting for the other shoe to drop. I have to do it for myself. I have to negatively prepare for everything, so I have the worst possible outcomes that I think about all the time, and it's part of my issues. But, like, it's the same thing, man. You're just waiting. It's like, okay, we got a 7-point lead. How are we going to blow this one? That's kind of how a lot of fans feel.
I got to tell you this, and this is to all of you and all of you listening, I can't do sports that way. You know why? Because real life sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Real life kicks you in the nuts enough. So if I view sports that way, then I can just dismiss sports and just stick with real life.
Look, it is.
I'm not gonna do that.
Well, obviously, other people believe in them more than we do. So
I think this is a tortured way to live life.
It is.
And then I hate that I do this, but I can't stop myself.
And I get it. And I don't view sports that way, man. I don't. I'm like, listen. If the team sucks, I'm going to say the team sucks. I'm not going to fool myself into believing that the team. I remember 2012, I was filling in, I think for, it was a Steve Davis was with Ed. I was filling in with Ed. And we did this little segment on name a song that could be the theme of the upcoming Orioles seasons. And I thought that year they could be a little bit better. I didn't think they could go to the playoffs. No. I just thought with the way 2011 ended and all those things, I thought they could be a little bit better. So for me, the theme song was Doobie Brothers. What a Fool Believes.
Yeah, I almost played that coming in.
You know what I mean? That was the Doobie Brothers. What a Fool Believes. Because I thought they would have a little better season that year. And everybody's, nah. And I'm like, I just think. And I started giving, I think because if this happens and that happens, and I think this guy could be better and that guy could be better, and all those things happen, they could be a 78-win team maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a 70. But back then, 78 wins wasn't bad for the Orioles. And the theme was What a Fool Believes. This year, you know, people are wondering about the additions. It's not about the additions, folks. It's not. It's about you have people in position who get better because they're young.
Mm-hmm.
They get better every year. Colton Cowles is going to get better. Adley Rutschman is going to get better. Gunnar Henderson is going to get better. Jordan Westberg, if he stays healthy, he's got to get better. These guys have got to. Kobe Mayo could be. He's got to come up.
But here, I'll give you the reason why I believe fans are frustrated with it. Because you could have all that and still have a frontline starting pitcher to go along with all these guys getting better, and that would be even better. A Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns wasn't staying.
Well, I'm just giving the other side of it because I agree with you. Like, I'm not. I didn't feel like they needed to go out and just make some cannonball splash in the pool and spend money for the sake of spending money. They needed to spend money wisely. And whether you feel like they did it or not, allocating some of that money to Tyler O'Neill because you're losing Santander. and what he brings to the table. You have to have some vets on this team. Going out, and look, I'm not a big Charlie Morton guy. At this point of his career, he gives up a ton of hard contact. But you need a vet like that in the clubhouse. You need a veteran pitcher that these guys can go lean on, especially a guy that's been there and won World Series, pitched in big games. So I do think that there's some value to the guys they brought in. And, oh, by the way, we didn't have a – look at how many games they blew last year because we didn't have a closer.
You got a bullpen at all. Hey, by the way, listen, in terms of Corbin Burnes, guys, listen, your wife left you. There's nothing you did. She didn't want to stay. There's nothing you could have done to make her stay. She was only going to be here for a while anyway. That's who she was. And she left. There's nothing. Corbin Burnes was leaving. There's nothing the Orioles could. He was. Because whatever the Orioles would have offered him, somebody else would have offered more.
He didn't like crab cakes.
He was gone. That's it.
Well, the other part.
So stop.
The other part of this, too, is you knew you were getting that first round pick back if he leaves. So there's also a bonus there of. Hey, he walks, you get something, and then you allocate that money elsewhere. My buddy at Pigtown Sports sent this in. He said, everyone seems to believe in the O's, except Orioles fans. It's the weirdest thing.
It is. What's your buddy's name?
At Pigtown Sports.
At Pigtown Sports, you're brilliant. Everybody believes in the Orioles except for Oriole fans. Oriole fans are like, let me convince the baseball world how we're not as good as you all think we are. I feel like we're on a campaign, a crusade, to prove to everybody that this team ain't that good.
We'll read the other. So that was a response to what Rob put on Twitter at Rob Long Sports. The other two responses. I don't believe in Brandon Hyde. The other response. Good team, not good enough to win it.
pain.
I believe they will cobble together a pitching staff good enough to get them in the postseason where, until proven otherwise, the lineup will fall and hit with runners in scoring position. Fail to hit with runners in scoring position. I don't believe in Hyde. I saw that one. You talked about that one. It's crazy.
At least that first guy believes that they'll at least get runners on base in the postseason.
Yeah, well.
Those things are so situational, though. Like, you can't predict that they're going to do that. It's just a frustration of, like, not being able to hit the last 2 years.
I'm wondering what, things are going to look like with the wall moved in and left.
Yeah.
And see how much that has an impact on scoring. But... again, one of the problems I felt with the Orioles are that they live by the home run, died by the home run, especially towards the end of the season. And when you get into series in September and October, it's colder weather, ball doesn't carry as well. You know, you really got to get a hold of one sometimes to get it out. But you do need to nickel and dime them. You need a single, a double, you know, hitting with runners in scoring position.
You have to. Bill says the bullpen is flying under the radar. I agree with Bill. I think this bullpen's going to be good, man.
Well, I mean,
people five-inning games.
People were pissed off that they let Danny Kloon walk, and justifiably so, because he had decent numbers. But what if they feel like they have better players who are younger in the bullpen right now?
I was upset that Danny Kloon is gone because Danny Kloon is my friend. You know that. The baseball move, I get it. I get it. Personally, it's my friend. I didn't want him to go. But I'll text him.
Good luck.
He just got picked up, right?
Yeah, I forget who picked him up.
Reds, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll be fine. We will be. I believe in the birds.
Man, it's, again, I'm one of those people, too. Like, you get called a homer just for being, I don't even think I'm speaking positively. I just think I'm being a realist when you look at it. There's a reason why they have the fifth best odds to win the World Series. They're a good team. You wanted them to do more. They didn't do what you wanted them to do. And honestly, I'm happy they didn't do what you wanted them to do.
Daily Line at 9:15, but on the other side, Jerry Palm joins us. We're going to talk some college hoops up next on The Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.